There's a pear tree in the corner that he planted in the spring of 63. His younger child turned two that day. Now each pear tastes of a memory. The yellow roses are dropping petals as they have for 25 years or so. The old fence, it leaned so little, good post holes that he dug so long ago. He drinks a cup of coffee sitting by himself at the kitchen table. No matter how he sweetens it, coffee always tastes of regret. Garden looks neglected, though he weeds it whenever he's able. But lately he's feeling the kind of tired for which there is no rest. It used to be that whiskey was enough to make him feel alright. Whiskey's the wailing of the wartime ghosts of the weary night. But the years of barroom sloppy and bedroom reckless finally took their toll. I'm the wife who once so loved him that leaving left a desert in his soul. Along the shady street there are just a couple lonely flags a-flying. It's been a windy spring, but today they're hanging sad and limp. The rattle of a lawnmower and the chatter of some children break the silence. He'd like to have a cigarette, but instead he takes the pills prescribed for him. There used to be that whiskey was enough to make him feel alright. Was whiskey's the wailing of the wartime ghosts of the weary night. But the years of barroom sloppy and bedroom reckless finally took their toll. I'm the wife who once so loved him that he even left a desert in his soul. In the kitchen drawer is a little box full of ribbons and brassy things. Some costume jewelry and mementos, but he still wears his wedding ring. His fingers are all swollen as he fumbles through the remnants of a time when the things that he believed in were the medals and the ribbons in his mind. It used to be that whiskey was enough to make him feel alright. Whiskey's the wailing of the wartime ghosts of the weary night. But the years of barroom sloppy and bedroom reckless finally took their toll. I'm the wife who once so loved him that her leaving left a desert in his soul. I'm the wife who once so loved him that her leaving left a desert in his soul.